It's 11:35, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine, with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on the Great Eastern...
Do we have anyone in the audience from Siberia?
You could hear this thing for miles.
Underneath, diaper boys!
Gotham, Diane, Iceland, Canada, this is your last chance. My name is Paul Moth. Today, college radio has reached new frontiers. Summer radio has a new look. And Red Radio Redux. All this for you, with me, on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
You know where I'm headed. Yes, under the shop, down to the vault, our archive, the dark grounds in which are buried thousands of radio relics. Down I go to disinter these oral remains. Chief ghoul in our morbid enterprise, none other than director of radio, Ish Lundgren.
Paul?
I don't see any tape on the machine, Ish. What gives?
You'll know why in a second, Paul. Today, I thought we'd listen to some material from the war years. Back in the days when BCN was a vital cog in the Allied forces propaganda machine.
Back when we were willing servants of His Majesty and Uncle Sam.
Yes, and others. The Yank side of the arrangement was handled by VOUS. They broadcast out of Fort Pepperell. But enough of the Yanks, Paul. We had other allies.
The Free French.
The Russians joined us in the fight against the Hun. The Colonial Broadcasting Commissioner, Sir Andrew Osborne, thought that the BCN should provide balance to the influence of VOUS with a more easterly orientation.
Red radio?
Shh, watch it. Mind what you say, Paul. It was more simply Slavic than Soviet. BCN was a temporary, and I emphasize temporary, home of VOCP.
Now, I have been told on many occasions, Ish, that no tape of that period exists.
Tape? No. The service was recorded on large format Russian lacquer transcription disc. If you'll follow me, Paul.
Holy mother! I thought this was just a closet.
Standard Masonic design feature.
Masonic design feature?
Here, Paul, help me with this disc.
Oh my God, it's huge!
I've always been perplexed by the mind that is amused by objects that are extremely large or extremely small.
Oh, I'm not going to say anything now.
24 hours of programming per disc. Just grab it there. And the player is over here.
Oh my God! This has got to be the biggest phonograph in the world!
The Russians made thousands of them. They were a central part of life in many of the more distant eastern settlements. The village would gather around the Free People's Player and listen to the news of the day. Now, just jack up the arm.
Did the lights just dim in here?
It draws a fair bit of power. Now, mind your ears when the needle drops. You could hear this thing for miles.
Da, kamerad.
Stand clear!
Sorry about the delay, but you know, we Russians, we are never on time. Yeah, we Russians, we are always late.
How late are you?
We're so late, the October Revolution happened in November! Thank you. Do we have anyone in the audience from Siberia? Ah, the husky fellow in the back. What is it, comrade? You look like you're hallucinating. Siberia? Hallucinating? No, but seriously, comrade, I love Siberia. My wife and I went there on our honeymoon to the scenic Gulag Archipelago. Yeah, an incredibly romantic honeymoon. 10 days that shook the world, I call it. My wife said 10 minutes, maybe. King says to the countess, why do you think they call him Peter the Great? says to the socialist, I hope I didn't break up the party.
Friends, this week in Soviet heavy industry.
Take it off!
Tractor production in the Ukraine reached 50,000.
Okay!
For the second week in a row.
Now, VOCP was closed down after the war, wasn't it?
Yes, and many of the staff blacklisted as communists. Lives ruined by the hearings and the unfounded accusations.
And all because of guilt by association.
Pressures were brought to bear. Ron Gallantly had been interned during the war. If he hadn't agreed to testify, he never would have been let back on the air. After Erling's father killed himself, I'm sure Ron regretted having named him.
Benmont Biggs was Erling's dad?
Yeah.
That explains a lot. You wouldn't testify?
Me? Yet.
Well, we'll see you again next time, Ish.
In the vault.
Boom, bust, and exit. Catch the latest demographic wave and help me bury the yuppies. Hello, I am Morris Jessam, host of Interred. Knees going? Finding your back? Prostate inflamed? Yes, though they are having trouble accepting it, those young urban professionals are passing through middle age and will soon be dying in the millions. Challenges and opportunities as its curtains on the me generation. Slip this mortal coil. Uninterred. Sundays. Noon. On BCN. With me, Morris Jessam.
I got a feeling from the number of entries we've been receiving in the last 3 or 4 weeks that this is no longer the most popular contest in Newfoundland. It is the most popular in all the Dominion. Yes, of course, I'm talking about the What's That Noise for Newfoundland contest. You have made this section of the show, like no other, yours. Guesses from the length and breadth of the country have poured in attempts to identify this sound. Hollis Duffett, please. That's the unknown noise of the moment, so let's go into the mail sack, and let's pull out a random letter, and this one is from Nova Scotia, and it's from Robert Staples in Glen Haven, and Robert writes, unmistakable, close to my heart, a resonance to be respected, a sound that creates a tingling in the cheeks. Yes, the old call to the barkeep, the mellow hum of the blow in the beer bottle, and preferably from a vessel of Bennett's Blue Star. And that's from Robert Staples in Glen Haven, Nova Scotia. Thank you, Robert, for entering our contest, and your answer is... wrong. Sorry. Why don't you join Robert trying to figure out what this sound from Newfoundland is? Think you know it? If so, then mail your entry to the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest, care of the BCN, 342 Duckwood Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5, or eos at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Now, of course, the question arises concerning the validity of mainland entries to our challenge now that the CBC-BCN agreement has run its course. And the good news is that we'll be accepting and honoring your guesses until they run out, or until there's a correct answer to the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest. No question about this. Here's Figgy Duff with the Ten Commandments.
Come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you one of.
What will the one be?
One the one is all along, far from what shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you two of.
What will the two be?
Two of them really white babes, clothed the darling be. And the whole one the one is all along, far from what shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you three of.
What will the three be?
Three of them were drivers, two of them were little white babes, clothed the darling be. And the whole one the one is all along, far from what shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you four of.
What will the four be?
Four gospel creatures, three of them were drivers, two of them were little white babes, clothed the darling green, and the whole one little alone, pepper and mush shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will will sing a five of.
What will the five be?
Five of them by Zunderbush, four gospel creatures, three of them were drivers, two of them were little white babes, called the Darling Bee, and the whole one, the Dalla Long, Peppermore shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing a six of.
What will the six be?
Six for wager, five of them by Zunderbush, four gospel creatures, three of them were drivers, two of them were little white babes, called the Darling Bee, and the one, the Dalla Long, Peppermore shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing a seven of.
What will the seven be?
Seven of them stars under the sky, six of six ball wager, five of them by Zunderbush, four gospel creature, three of them were drivers, two of them were little white babes, called the Darling Bee, and the one, the Dalla Long, Peppermore shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you eight of.
What will the eight be?
Eight of Gabriel angels, seven of them stars under the sky, six of six ball wager, five of them by Zunderbush, four gospel creature, three of them were drivers, two of them were little white babes, called the Darling Bee, and the one lived all alone, Peppermore shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing a nine of.
What will the nine be?
Nine of bright-eyed shiners, eight the Gabriel angels, seven of seven stars under the sky, six of six ball wager, five of them by Zunderbush, four gospel creature, three of them were drivers, two of them were little white babes, called the Darling Bee, and one lived all alone, Peppermore shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing a ten of.
What will the ten be?
Ten commandments, nine bright-eyed shiners, eight Gabriel angels, seven stars under the sky, six of six ball wager, five of them by Zunderbush, four gospel creature, three of them were drivers, two of them were little white babes, called the Darling Bee, no, one lived all alone, Peppermore shall be. So
the BCN is always creating exciting new radio. This spring, we proudly present our latest series, Variety Meets. It debuts tomorrow at 3. Joining me in the studio are the hosts of Variety Meets, Stubb and Chubb Larrasee. Welcome, Stubb.
I'm Stubb.
Oh, sorry, Chubb.
Hello.
There's a lot of buzz about your show in the business. Give us a quick thumbnail sketch.
Well, it's a weekly review. It's in magazine format, and it's about meat, and meat cutting, and meat processing, meat in the food service business, that sort of thing.
Well, I'm looking at the season's lineup here, and it's just packed. The rehabilitation of offal, sausage, linked to the past, a breakfast meat special, What's in the Burger, that's the contest, I guess, and Withered Chuck. It's true, hey, you never see a chuck roast.
Yeah, yeah, no, who doesn't enjoy a bit of chuck roast, eh? Yeah, yeah.
Perhaps we should go to a clip. This is from tomorrow's show, Newfoundland's Treasure, Blood and White Puddings.
Hi, I'm Stubb.
And I'm Chubb.
And you're listening to Variety Meats. Today we'll be looking at those workmen of the force meat in a sausage casing world, the blood and white puddings. Consider the white pudding.
Or, as the French call it, the boudin blanc.
There was a time when hardly a week would go by when the average St. John's family wouldn't be served a blood or white pudding. But attitudes to the mysterious stuffing have changed.
You've got to wonder, Stubb.
Yes, in the old days, you would just scoop up whatever was left around the saws. You know, a few snouts and a few feet.
And the backing on the eye sockets.
Right.
What do they call that?
I know Mom had a name for that.
Whatever it was.
Right? And anyway, you throw that all into a mill with some filler. Right? But not today. Myself and Chubb now are looking at a splendid example of the modern white pudding. This one produced by Fowler's. Muse with me, Chubb.
This is a beautiful white pudding. It's an aged ivory. It's marbled with whiter veins. It's flecked with darker spots.
Right, but not too dark.
No.
Nice and waxy looking. And plump.
It's stuffed.
You can stack that up against your tofu weenie anytime, Chubb.
It's true. Size matters.
Sounds delicious. The show is being produced, I understand, by Paul Benoit, head chef of the super luxurious Hotel Palmer Hotel, and oats of BCN's Paul's Pot.
Chef Benoit has been great.
Yeah, he's
you know.
Been great.
Chubb or I would have an idea for the show, but not know how to realize it in the studio.
If we were the Beatles, like he would be like our George Martin.
Right? I think I can say that his Gaelic influence is much in evidence.
Hmm?
The French feel, perhaps, of Variety Meats, the continental approach to cuisine.
Well, he's not French. That's just an accent that he puts on.
Yeah, I think he's from Placentia Bay.
Well, he fooled me. Makes you wonder, hey, how many of those people in Quebec especially really are French.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Stubb and Chubb Larrasee, hosts of Variety Meats, debuting tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Best of luck. I'll be listening.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Rita Malloy with some BCN programming highlights. Immediately following the Great Eastern, it's Look It's. This week, Look It's, the Learneds. The annual gathering of Canadian scholars convenes in St. John's this summer, and Ricky Parbrame has an abstract. Homodulation, as the Academy shrinks from a decade of embarrassingly indulgent excess. Women's strategies in Romo polemics. Afro-relativity. Was Einstein black? Masturbatory recontextualization of Barney. I love you, you love me. We are the Eggmen, today on Look It's. At 4 on Playlets, it's episode 26 of Delbert Onglow's gritty dramatic cycle, Please Make It Stop. Confronted with her pornographic film strips, sullen daughter Brenda becomes a crown witness in the case against Mom, who has craftily hidden Detective Murphy in a giant tortillere. What's the Indonesian mining connection? Will the return of feral dad's burrowing instinct aid in an escape? What are those wires coming out of Aunt Enid? Don't miss the nail-biting conclusion of Please Make It Stop. Tomorrow at 1, it's family entertainment on the BCN with Uncle Jack Shack. This week, little Esau spikes Uncle Jack straightener, Warden Coombs has been double-doctoring to take the edge off, and the kids from Benton booby-trap Route 330 to Gander Bay. Fun for young and old alike on Uncle Jack Shack. Serving the island for over 60 years, you're listening to BCN 520.
It's a bit of a tradition around here at the BCN. Every year for April Fools, the Great Eastern drops in unannounced on one of our local radio counterparts. Listeners may remember last year when we visited VOZG, All Zagna Radio. I got messed up by a goon squad. This year, it's the turn of the student station at the University of Newfoundland at St. John's, UNSJO Radio. Ah, walking into these campus stations always gives me goosebumps. Crucibles of talent for the big leagues of broadcasting. Hi!
The alumni office across the hall, Pops.
I'm looking for the station manager, Gail Stockley.
That's me.
Surprise! Paul Moth. Host, the Great Eastern.
Oh.
Just a friendly visit to find out what's hot, what's in, what's up, you know, in college radio.
Really? That's great. But, you know, we're really...
How about a brief tour of your facilities here?
Okay. Well, there's the studio, but we're on the air right now, and the record library, and the desk, and the couch, and the exit.
And what's going on in there?
Oh, that's just a crowd from the station goofing around.
Wait a minute. That's not the McLosers by any chance, is it?
Yeah, it is, but they're...
They're not on the air right now, are they?
Oh, yeah, as a matter of fact, they...
People tell me they're really funny. Do you think we could just listen in?
No, not really, I think
Oh, come on.
Maybe we should ask...
Hey, this is national exposure. Follow me.
That is so true. You are so beautiful.
No, smarmy, you're...
Oh, it's a spoof on Harvey McCarthy, right?
Okay,
yeah.
We are.
Oh,
yes,
you got him. Look, Harvey is such a sycophantic tool.
So bad yourselves. That's it for Smarmy McCarthy Saturday on V. O-Z-G. You are listening to the blood-sucking crustacean of Newfoundland, 520 on the Schlong Wave.
Huh?
This week on the Greased Stern.
A random line that suggests vulgarity.
And hit that!
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
La 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 la.
Well, they say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Hold on to that thought, Mr. Moth.
Good morning, peoples of the universe. My name is Tom Olive. Today, the biggest kind of lies, more paranoid homophobia, and endless references to the 70s. All this for me, with you, on the Greased Stern, Newfoundland's cultural Vaseline.
What a week! I did absolutely nothing, and I have so much to say about it that my head is a hot air balloon stretched to bursting. Fortunately, to relieve the pressure, Slatherino Handy is here with another installment of Work the Words Up Ya, Slatherine.
Is that a giant nautical machine in your pocket, Palm? Or are you just glad to see me?
Slatherine, I love your sense of humor.
You're too much, Palm. Let's have sex right now.
Oh, come on. Let's talk about a dirty book first.
Okay. This book is called The Feminist Patel. It's perfect fodder for having a few more laughs at the expense of women.
Been there.
Pong, you're supposed to be downstairs.
Hey, it's Slosh Carmudgeon, director of radio at the BCN and host of In the Closet, where I pretend to be interested in even older style radio shows than this one. What do you have for us today, Slosh?
Well, today, Palm, an ancient piece of tape recorded on strips of Mesopotamian goatskin.
I used to love that show.
Yes, well, unfortunately, I can't remember where I put it. By the way, Palm, you're fired.
Thanks, Slosh, and we'll see you again next week.
In the Closet.
Hey, it's academic drip Kral Juergens, and coming in behind him, so to speak, is reactionary blowhard J. Richard Tandu Reactor. And they're experiencing a meltdown. So, J. Richard, what do you have to say about politics this week?
Blah, 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 blah!
On your knees, diaper boys!
And completing our political panel is lefty dominatrix Urinal Mint.
Up your nose with a rubber hose!
That sounds appealing.
Can I just say something about rubber hoses?
Well, I'm going to have to cut you off for no reason, Kral, because it's time to play What's That Accent from Europe? And here he is to give you this week's clue, Mr. Accent.
Hi!
What accent is that? German, I'll bet.
Hi, Hitler!
It could be French.
Bonjour, hi, Hitler!
No, wait a minute. It could be an English accent.
Oh, blimey. Bonjour, hi, Hitler!
And if you think you know what country that accent is from, write us here, and our engineer and quizmaster, Ollie Doofus, will be happy to disqualify your entry out of hand.
That's it. I think I've heard just about enough.
Just a bit of fun, Mr. Moth.
Don't Mr. Moth me, kid. I'll tell you what that is. My father had a name for that kind of stuff. Toilet humor. It's sophomoric, and it's sometimes downright sickening.
Boy, you take yourself really seriously, don't you?
Oh, it's not me. I don't mind being ridiculed. I'm used to it. It goes with the job. But I will not stand by and see the great, selfless people who give it their all week in and week out subjected to your puerile and gratuitous humiliation.
Sorry.
Take it up with the BCN solicitors.
I asked him if he knew what time he had. He said he wasn't sure. Maybe a quarter past. The kids of the day should defend themselves against the 70s. Appeared in his eyes as we stood in line just to have a look. But the pages I found looked like an unbound coloring book. The kids of the day should defend themselves against the 70s. The kids of the day should defend themselves against the 70s. It's not reality. To someone else's sentimentality. It won't work for you. Baby boomers selling you rumors of a history, forcing youth away from the truth of what's real today. The kids of today should defend themselves against the 70s. Stadium minds with stadium lies gotta make you laugh. Garbage banders dance to defenders of the craft. The kids of today should defend themselves against the 70s. The kids of today should defend themselves against the 70s. It's not reality. Just someone else's sentimentality. Look what it did to us.
Speaking as a child of the 70s.
It's a blessing that Mom's hearing is going, because last night I cried. I cried myself to sleep. You see, it doesn't seem fair. Here I am just getting used to you when our time together is coming to an end. And although we return to the more familiar 9 to noon time slot that listeners within coal-fired range have been clamoring for, the journey of the Great Eastern on the Canadian airwaves, the momentous experiment, is drawing to a close. Although this season has had its ups and downs, you have always been there for me, and this is something I will treasure. You have no way of knowing what your presence and support has meant to me in the dark hours of this fall and winter. You gave me the energy, courage, and reason for continuing as host of this awesome nautical device when our community was bereaved or our co-workers were on strike, after I was dosed by an unethical flim-flam man, when my autonomic system went kablooey. Your response has been wholehearted and heartwarming. You have welcomed me and received me in your homes, your cars, and your pickup trucks, beamed to you through the alchemy of coal, bounced by magic off satellites. While I don't think it's a matter of if, who knows when we will meet again. I can't believe that a connection as intimate as ours will be so easily forsaken. After all, we cannot deny the electromagnetic forces that draw us together. And you know, I turn 48 in a couple of days, and at that age, you don't have many relationships of this magnitude to look forward to. So I won't say goodbye. What I will say is, until we meet again. The Great Eastern broadcasts live to you from our studios in the Old Town every week at this time. Our engineer is Hollis Duffett. The director of radio at the BCN is Ish Lundrigan. Please write us at 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or email us at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. And don't forget our website. Next week, we return to our regular three-hour format, Beams to Newfoundland and Iceland. Kicking off the live concert series will be the fabulous triple bill of Pearl Jam, Prince Rogers Nelson, and Bjork. My name is Paul Moss. Join me next Saturday for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
This is station VONF and the experimental shortwave transmitter VONG, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland at St. John's.